Sono molto contento anche di avere oggi un ospite, un gruppo che viene da Londra e che sta per esordire con il suo primo album che uscirà il 1° maggio, Johnny's Dream World. Loro si chiamano Modern Woman, se ne parla abbastanza in Inghilterra, ne parleremo tra poco anche noi ascoltando la loro musica, ma soprattutto facendo due chiacchiere con Sophie Harris, che è la voce decisamente squillante e forte del gruppo. Da Londra, Modern Woman. Questa è la musica di una band che si chiama Modern Woman. Il 1° maggio uscirà il disco che si intitola Johnny's Dream World e avete apprezzato sicuramente la voce di Sophie Harris, che abbiamo al telefono direttamente da Londra. Hi Sophie! Hello? Can you hear me? Sophie? Non mi sento.
Hi.
Ah, ok. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, yeah. Now it's okay. And so,
hello.
Welcome here in Radio Città Aperta. Are you listening well? C'è qualche ritardo probabilmente. Pronto, pronto?
Yeah, I'm good for you.
Okay. Maybe there are some problems on our line because you answer a little bit.
There's a massive delay.
Yeah, a massive delay. Ah, okay. Okay, now is better or not? Oggi non siamo molto fortunati con... Okay, I try to call you again, okay? I try to call you again and hope that our line will
Thank
be
you.
Without delay, okay? Hello, can you hear
Hello?
Me? It's better
yeah,
than before.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay, it's perfect. Bene. Okay, welcome to Sophie Harris, the voice of Mother Womb and this new band that came from London. Are you ready for your first album that will be released on 1st of May?
Yes, it's released very soon, so we're very excited about it. It took a really, really long time to finish, so we're very, very excited to finally get it out. It was quite cool holding the record for the first time 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, it's very exciting to get it out, I think, at the end of this week.
Yes, on Friday, yeah.
Friday,
Friday. Eh sì, perché questo è il primo disco. Ho chiesto se insomma sono pronti, se è pronta per questo album, anche perché ci hanno lavorato tanto, ha richiesto molto lavoro. E ora, insomma, non vede l'ora di tenerlo in mano, di vedere questo disco così disponibile. So, you released some singles before. We have listened Daniel, so you released other songs that we will appreciate on air. Tell me something about your band, because you came from London. You, for my impression, play a sort of alternative indie with post-punk inside, some folk music too, and so and you have a very great voice. Did you study for your voice, or it's natural?
It started as a solo project. Like, it started just me and violin, and I was singing and playing guitar. And then as time went on, we developed into a fully fledged band. Mm-hmm. But I didn't start singing until slightly later. I actually started with guitar. I was a guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't start singing till I was about 18, just because I was very shy.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we developed as a band, and everybody sort of inputs into the music now, so that's really nice.
Okay. E quindi, insomma, un'esperienza che nasce con voce e violino, un'esperienza, ecco, dove principalmente lei si ritiene una chitarrista, anche perché è molto timida, o era molto timida sin da quando era più piccola, quindi ad approcciarsi alla voce. Però, insomma, ecco, con lo sviluppo del gruppo, della band, è venuto quasi naturale scrivere queste canzoni, che sono anche collegate ad un immaginario molto, diciamo così, bucolico, perché parecchie foto che vedo che accompagnano la musica dei Modern Woman, beh, pescano da immagini che sono immerse nella natura. So, there are some pictures of you, or pictures that represent your music, that show green landscape, grass,
cover.
Yeah. And so, for example, the promo photo of yours show you and your band sitting on the grass, and so,
oh, yeah.
And the cover of your album show a different image, two women that fight each other on the grass too.
Yeah.
Why they fight?
I think it was a sort of, we worked with this photographer called Sandra Ebert, who was really amazing. And I felt like the whole record had this sort of tension throughout it that I think was really replicated by that image. It was sort of like a conflict, you know, like throughout the whole record. And it dealt a lot of the times with like the conflicts that I feel personally in like femininity and in my own femininity, and it felt like quite a good reflection of that that image. So we worked with Sandra to sort of try and replicate it, and it was very heavily inspired by Justine Gerland. Yeah.
Yes.
She's an amazing photographer.
E quindi la copertina è stata realizzata da un insomma, artista che ha voluto rappresentare per certi versi anche proprio il conflitto che nasce all'interno proprio della creazione di queste canzoni, di questo conflitto interiore, anche di lotta che c'è poi per poter esprimere determinate sensazioni. Quindi un'immagine forte, anche perché si picchiano veramente in maniera massiccia sulla copertina del disco, però insomma, ecco, ci ha spiegato bene anche quale può essere il significato di questo lavoro, che appunto vede la band coinvolta con questo titolo che si compone di ben 9 tracce. Al momento insomma se ne possono ascoltare alcune, proprio perché il disco uscirà tra breve, e quindi poi dal 1 maggio sarà disponibile l'intero lavoro. So I know that some of your songs speak about when you were a child, so there are some memories of that period. So what is important your childhood, and what music did you listen when you were a child?
I listened to a lot of different music actually growing up, and music became very important to me over time. I got into music quite late actually. I was kind of in my mid-teenage years. Like, I wasn't one of those kids that are into it at like 6.
Yeah.
And I just really became obsessive with music, and I listened to everything from like Etta James to Bobby Gentry, you know, country to pop, you know, and then heavy music. Like, I remember when Girl Band, who are now called Gillaband, just started out.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, they were so influential to like how I started to approach guitar music when I got a bit older. Childhood I find really interesting to sort of sing about, and I really kind of think it's important to allow that part of your personality to come through as well. It's like the curiosity to come out in the way that I try and write as well. I think that's very important.
Yeah. E quindi sì, lei ha iniziato ad ascoltare musica, diciamo, non proprio da giovanissima, in adolescenza, e però insomma poi una volta entrata nel mondo della musica si è appassionata veramente a vari generi, ha citato Etta James, il country e altri stili, fino ad arrivare in tempi più recenti alla musica dei girl band, nonché poi diventati Gilla Band, che hanno dato quindi quel tocco, quell'influenza folle, più rumorosa, che è classica classica della formazione scozzese, che allo stesso tempo è mentale e fisica proprio nell'approccio sonoro, e questo ha aperto nuove possibilità, nuove idee, nuovi stimoli per la realizzazione di questo lavoro. Allora io direi di andarci ad ascoltare un'altra canzone dall'album. Noi abbiamo ascoltato quindi Daniel, If You Agree We Can Listen, Johnny's Dream World, the title track of your album.
Yes,
okay, now we are going to listen Johnny's Dream World, quindi la title track, la canzone che dà il via proprio all'intero lavoro dei Modern Woman. Ed è un suono diverso rispetto a Daniel che abbiamo ascoltato, che era più una ballata.
Thank you.
Modern Woman, Johnny Streamworld sono i nostri ospiti odierni, rappresentati dalla voce potente del gruppo, Sophie Harris. Sophie, so, hi, and so we have appreciated the different sound respect Daniel. Daniel is more a ballad that we'll listen before when we started our interview. Johnny Streamworld represent better which kind of music that you play, because it's a mix of alternative in the post-punk, folk, and psychedelic sound too. Do you agree?
Yeah, definitely. That was a big intention for us, was to kind of have a variety of songs. I get a little bit bored sometimes when the record is quite samey. So it was important to have a kind of a mix of types of music. So that was very important from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think the influences, they are, you know, clear as well. I think the folk, like you said, and also kind of heavier songs, they're both just as important, I think, to us. So it was good to kind of have a variety of songs on the record, basically.
Yeah. Eh sì, quindi conferma quello che dicevo, che c'è comunque una commistione di stili, una varietà anche all'interno di ogni singolo brano, dove ci sono dei momenti più, ecco, folk, possiamo dire, che poi si aprono a delle distorsioni più massicce, quindi un suono anche variegato. Prima, la prima traccia, Daniel, ecco, era una ballata forse più uniforme, però in generale nei brani dei The Modern Woman c'è questo suono, ecco, anche nervoso per certi versi, un po' come la lotta che dicevamo prima rappresentata in copertina, e quindi c'è questa botta di energia anche per non rendere un album assolutamente noioso in tal senso, ma dare tante vibrazioni diverse. E poi questo album esce per un'etichetta importante quale la One Little Indian, un'etichetta che ha visto ad esempio nel suo catalogo anche la musica di Sugar Cubes, nonché di Björk. I think that it's very important for you release this album for One Little Indian. It's a historic music label that released in the past music from Sugar Cubes and Björk that I think you appreciate in some way.
Definitely. It was really great to work with them and to sign to them, because Björk and the Sugar Cubes are hugely influential, especially in, like, vocally. When I first heard Björk, it was very significant in the way that I wanted to approach vocals. I just think she has this power that's very raw and real and otherworldly sometimes as well. So it's very important. It was really amazing to be able to release a record on that label,
yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. E quindi sì, è sicuramente molto contenta di incidere questo album per la One Little Indian, anche perché poi appunto i Sugar Cubes e il modo di cantare di Björk è di grande influenza proprio per la sua musica, proprio per il suo modo di approcciarsi al microfono. Quindi ecco, incidere per la stessa etichetta con la quale ha inciso Björk sicuramente è molto importante. So I'm seeing that after the release of your album, you will start a sort of tour. You will play in London, Lexington, then in Leeds, then. So you have to play a lot in the future.
Yeah, we're very excited to play the album after it's been recorded and try and translate the record to live. Because I think live and recorded, you know, it goes hand in hand and they influence each other. So it's very exciting to be able to play the record live, and especially play at festivals. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, aren't really a fan of playing at festivals. Some artists prefer venues and vice versa. But we really, really love festivals. So I'm very excited to play.
Yes, quindi sì, suoneranno dal vivo, avranno molti appuntamenti live. Tra l'altro c'è la voglia proprio di portare sul palco questo disco e far ascoltare proprio la potenza, anche l'interazione che c'è tra i musicisti. Lei poi, Sophie, dice di amare principalmente suonare nei festival piuttosto che nelle singole venue, proprio perché adesso glielo chiedo. But do you like to play in festival because it's a possibility to have a different kind of audience that is here for other artists too, but there is the possibility to earn love or to earn respect from the people that don't know you, and so yeah. And then the festival is important because you get in touch with other bands and there is a possibility to create a collaboration or changing exactly. Their ideas. Yeah,
I've always loved festivals. We've always kind of gone to festivals, like most members of the band. I have, like, festivals were my first experience with music as a 15, 14-year-old, live music. So they're very important to me. And I think, you know, I see it as a celebration of music and a place where you can, you know, have fun and also kind of, you perform. And then I always had a dream of performing at one, so I feel really lucky and excited to be able to be playing a few this year, and our first festival outside of the UK, which is very exciting. We're playing at Vida Festival, so that's our first kind of festival in Spain anyway.
Okay. E quindi sì, conferma quello che dicevamo, che c'è quella vibrazione positiva giusta nel suonare nei festival, quella possibilità di conoscere altri suoni. Adesso ha citato altri festival dove hanno suonato in passato in UK, che insomma sono stati molto importanti per loro e saranno di scena anche prossimamente, insomma, in altre realtà, in altri festival. Vedo quello del 20 agosto ad esempio, oddio non leggo più bene da vicino, aiuto, il Green Man Festival e altri festival, insomma, dove saranno coinvolti. And so are you planning to be in tour, for example, in Europe or not?
Not yet. We have to still build in the UK. We're just doing our first ever tour of the UK as a headline act this winter. So we have to, you know, we're going to make sure we can do that first, but when we do finally do a headline tour in Europe, that's going to be very exciting and monumental for us because, yeah, we've only played outside of the UK a few times, and every time it's been really amazing, but it's not enough.
Where?
We played in the Netherlands, and we played in Paris, and we played in Germany, and Austria. So we have played outside of the UK, but it was only this year, you know, in January, we did a support tour with Ezra Furman, so we got to go to some of the countries in Europe.
E quindi sì, no, adesso stanno preparando il tour, faranno un tour principalmente inglese, non è prevista l'Europa, però insomma vorrebbero quanto prima poi poter andare di nuovo fuori UK, perché comunque hanno già avuto delle esperienze importanti, divertenti in Austria, in Olanda, a Parigi, e quindi saranno sicuramente pronti poi per farsi conoscere dal vivo, per presentare questo disco, che esce in versione limitata vinile rosso oppure vinile nero e poi in CD. So I'm saying that this record it will be on red vinyl, limited edition, black vinyl and CD, and obviously then in streaming on different platforms. And now at the moment there is the possibility to listen some songs on your Bandcamp, Modern Woman. Why did you choose this name, Modern Woman?
It was just a name that actually Juan came up with, who was in the band, because the band started as a solo sort of project, and I do feel like my lyrics, just because I am obviously a woman, like I do write about the female experience just naturally. I just think that is just, I can't write in any other way, and although it's not, you know, necessarily focused on that, it's just always going to be written through that lens and my experience. So it felt quite fitting to sort of have a name that reflected what the, you know, a lot of the subject of the lyrics were about, basically. And it just he just kind of came up with it, and we just felt like it fit, really.
Yeah. E quindi sì, è diciamo un nome che è venuto anche in maniera molto spontanea e semplice. In fondo è lei che scrive le liriche e anche i temi che tratta sono molto legati al mondo femminile, alle sue problematiche, anche sulla sua visione poi di una certa modernità che dovrebbe riguardare appunto il mondo femminile. E quindi è un nome semplice che si ricorda bene e quindi funziona. E quindi noi siamo pronti per poi gustare un ultimo brano dall'album che lascio scegliere proprio a Sophie. Cioè, sono rimaste solo due canzoni. So, I think that we can play only songs that are at the moment released. Is it correct?
That's right, yeah.
So,
the rest of them will be coming out on Friday.
Yeah. So, can you choose or Neptune Girl or the Dashboard Mary?
Oh, Dashboard Mary is my favorite.
Yeah. Okay, and this is the last song for our interview. Thanks, Sophie, great. To be with us. Very glad to speak about your band, and I hope that it could be very that the album it will be well reviewed, and I hope that the audience can appreciate your music, because I like it your record, and so I hope that it will be excellent for you in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for speaking to me.
It's a pleasure, and now we are ready to listen Dashboard Mary for Modern Woman. Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Ciao.
And the picture gone. gone.